for WEKU. I'm Charles Compton. A busy arts and culture weekend this weekend, and every once in a while we get a weekend like that. To give us a preview of what's going on is Rich Copley. He's an arts and cultural reporter for the Lexington Herald-Leader newspaper. Rich, you know, what happens when we get such a busy weekend? It seems like a lot of things are just going on this weekend.
It does. And, you know, one thing that it's very reflective of is that in terms of arts and culture, this region has become a year-round scene, whereas it used to be you would go, you know, basically from the school year of September to May, and then everybody would kind of take a break. And you had a few events that happened during the summer, but everybody kind of tailed off. Nowadays, everyone is doing stuff around the calendar. So you have some events that have sort of been there for a long time that are happening, and then other ones that come in. You know, people are also wanting to fit their events in on weekends that aren't going to be busy, like graduation weekends that have just happened, or, say, 4th of July festivities, which are coming up in a few weeks.
Well, let's start working down the list. The Great American Brass Band Festival in Danville.
That is one of the ones that we were just talking about that has been around for quite a long time, and that happens again this weekend in Danville. And interesting lineup. You've got everything from a 12-year-old trumpet phenom who is going to be coming in and playing to a north-south battle of the bands that will finish up the event. And also what they're talking about is some bands that are kind of new to the festival, will bring a new style to the festival from military bands to sort of New Orleans street bands.
A grand night for singing at the University of Kentucky.
This is the University of Kentucky Opera Theater's annual, big show tune spectacular featuring singers from both the UK opera program and also singers from the community. And it runs 2 weekends. So if you can't fit it in on this weekend, you've got another shot.
Festival of the Bluegrass.
This is an annual event, also a very logical event for our area, of course, being the Bluegrass out at the Kentucky Horse Park.
There's an organist convention, too.
Right. This comes in on the tail end of everything else happening. You know, everything else calms down Sunday afternoon. Sunday night begins the American Guild of Organists Region 5 convention, which comes into the area. And kind of the cool thing about it is, in addition to all the organist, you know, inside baseball events they're going to be having, there are 12 organ concerts around the region in Lexington, Berea, and Danville between Sunday and Wednesday.
And on top of that, there are 3 dance programs and several plays. I suspect people will be ready for the work week after all this entertainment takes place. And, of course, they can find out all about those programs by going to today's edition of the Lexington Herald-Leader. Just go to the Weekender section. They're outlined there. Many of them are also outlined on the WEKU website, online at weku.fm. Rich Copley, thanks for running down the list with us.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and cultural reporter with the Herald-Leader. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.